11강 유형 기출 맛보기
It's important that the media provide us with diverse and opposing views so we can choose the best available options. Let's take the example of going to war. War should be a last resort, obviously, undertaken when all other options have failed. So, when someone is threatening to go to war, or trying to convince us and mounting a huge public relations campaign to justify it, the news media have a responsibility to question everything. They should be providing the most intense scrutiny on our behalf, so the public can see the other side of things. Otherwise, we may be drawn into unnecessary wars, or wars fought for reasons other than those presented by governments and generals. Most of the time, the media fail to perform this crucial role. Even the large, so-called liberal American media have admitted that they have not always been watchdogs for the public interest, and that their own coverage on some major issues looks strikingly one-sided at times. Read and apply.
1. Is English a good international language? It is probably one of the world's most complete languages, with more than 1 million words. The grammar is simpler than that of most other major languages. However, English spelling is difficult, especially for non-native speakers. One major reason that spelling in English is difficult is that modern English spelling is based on Middle English pronunciation. In other words, the English we use today is written almost the same as it was hundreds of years ago, but the way people pronounce the words has changed a lot. Therefore, many words in English are not pronounced the way they are spelled.
Two. Poets use paradox to create tension in readers' minds and to reveal an element of truth in what seems to be an untrue statement. It is an especially powerful poetic device when used well, because it can force readers to contemplate the subject of the poem. Poetic paradox often involves using words that seem not to belong together in order to create an unusual thought or image. This use of contradiction often causes the readers to think on a much deeper level than they normally would. Poets also employ paradoxes to deal with abstract topics, using words to illustrate things like perception and states of being. Such poetry often drives readers to philosophical questions concerning what it means to exist in the first place. Actual reading.
1. Characterized by troublesome behavior patterns, a personality disorder is a psychiatric condition that can lead to many social difficulties. For people with this condition, healthy relationships with friends, family members, and coworkers can be hard to maintain. Personality disorders are not easily treatable and can vary in severity. Their exact cause is not yet fully understood. However, it is believed that a number of different genetic and environmental factors are involved. Symptoms can vary from person to person, depending on the specific nature of the disorder. Unfortunately, few people with personality disorders seek out help on their own until their condition has caused them to experience serious problems within their relationships or at work.
Two. Famine can occur for a number of reasons. Among them is the amount of rain that falls. For example, weeks of continuous rain washed away cropland in Poland in 1813, and a severe drought in India in 1967 brought famine and led to many deaths. Famine may also result from pests. Swarms of ants, for instance, attacked India's crops in 1791. In addition, plant disease can destroy the main food supply. The major reason for widespread starvation, however, is war. Instead of cultivating crops, people are fighting. The enemy may bomb food storehouses and blow up roads so that food cannot be transported. The situation in Ethiopia during the 1980s is one modern example.
Three. An important difference between humans and animals is that humans have morals. While it wouldn't serve animals to have morals, after all, many of them must kill to survive, it does serve humanity to have them. Humans need a moral conscience to develop as individuals and contribute to society. However, morality is not something that is achieved automatically. It takes much time and effort for people to learn moral lessons. Therefore, the morals they have attained reflect their past and present, and can predict how they will act in the future. In other words, how a person has lived in the past provides us with clues as to how he or she will live in the future.